Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m. Notley. It's 86 years of doing it in the dirt. For tickets and information, check out FlintHillsRodeo.org. Cowboys, cowgirls, and you. Don't miss any of this year's rodeo in Strong City.
Yeah, coming up, and we'll have the whole rodeo team in studio with us, all kinds of performers.
Ooh,
and,
all right.
And Dow Wilson, lead organizer, going to be having folks in studio for the on-air chat next week.
Okay.
Next Wednesday here at KVOE. And the following week, we'll have the general manager of Dynamic Discs in.
Cool deal.
On-air chat, yeah. Previewing. They've got... you know, a big event coming up here in a couple of weeks. You know, we've got, of course, Unbound happening.
Oh, yeah.
But then Dynamic Disc will be hosting another world championship here in Emporia. So looking forward to that happening as well. Plenty of stuff going on around here.
As usual.
As usual. Big time stuff. Big time events. And just great to be a part of it all right here in our fair city. And tell you what, the hub of... many activities coming up is going to be the Lyon County History Center, Unbound.
All the riders
will be checking in, and the Lyon County History Center will be abuzz with activity coming up in just a little over a week, and we're joined by Lyon County History Center Executive Director Greg Jordan. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing quite well. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a busy summer here in Emporia.
Yes, indeed. Of course, we've got activities here this week with the National Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships, upwards of 700 participants in town for that. And this has got to lay in the groundwork for Unbound. And, Greg, you'll be a busy place at the History Center next week.
We are a busy place for Unbound. Every rider that's participating comes through our facility to do all their signing up and getting their swag bag stuff. So, yeah, it's a busy couple days. They start coming in on Thursday, and then they'll be there on Friday, and, of course, then the race is on Saturday. So, yeah, it's really a big-time event, and we're very happy to be a part of it.
Is this going to be one of those things where it basically fills the History Center bottom to top again like it's done in years past?
Yes, absolutely, Chuck. We will have the riders come in at all times during the day, but there are times when the entire building is filled with riders. And so it's an interesting time for us because we get to meet a lot of exciting people and enjoy this wonderful event.
All right, so all three floors will be active. The whole place, the whole History Center will be abuzz with the riders checking in and getting their swag and all kinds of information. It's where we normally set up, too, on Friday and do a 10 to noon broadcast to talk to some of the riders and get a hold of Greg, too, to see how things are going. That's normally a pretty busy time on Friday morning. So, yeah, going to be quite the place. And, again, they will be heading north Saturday morning, not south this year. So a little different takeoff routes to be aware of when you head downtown on Saturday for the big event, Unbound, upwards of, well over 4,000 riders.
Holy cow.
Will be in the saddle for this event. So, yeah, you're going to have to have it together, Greg, aren't you?
well, we'll give it our best effort. How about that?
I know you always do.
Yep.
And the weekend's not over on Saturday, though, is it?
No, Sunday, June 2nd, which is the first Sunday of the month, Goodway Garden, which we do down at the Howl House, 315 East Logan Avenue. We are going to have the music music stylings of the Tiqua Trio and then John Depew. So it's should be a good evening. Bring your lawn chairs and picnic baskets and come on down for live music, or you can walk through the Tallgrass Prairie or talk about land-based arts activities. And so just a little background on John Depew. He is a multi-instrumentalist singer, songwriter, and a performer who actually is from Kansas. And he is the Kansas State Mandolin Champion of 2022, and that's a mouthful. And he's also the winner of the showcase winner at the Walnut Valley Festival in 2021. So a very accomplished musician, and he will be... Tiqua Trio will open the evening, and then John Depew will go. So it should be a fun time on Sunday, June 2nd.
Awesome. And we mentioned here about things being busy in the History Center, obviously with Unbound, you know, at the Howe Farmstead here, you know, the weekend to come. And the summer's going to be busy because, you're participating in Sunflower Summer again.
Yes, so Sunflower Summer is an application that you sign up for through the Kansas Department of Tourism, and this is an attempt to get Kansas students, K through 12, to visit Kansas, renew and refresh their Kansas tourism opportunities, and so we are a participant in that. So you sign up for that as an app, and then you come to the museum, and we will check you out and put you on the list of participants. It is a fun event, and it gets you out, gets all the kids out and their parents, of course, to get out and visit Kansas.
Yeah, nice event there. And what about, you know, we don't want to leave without talking about memberships either, Greg.
So memberships are always a big deal for us as Lyon County History Center. So if you would like to help us, help your community, you can become a member, an individual member, for $30, and a family membership is $50, and then we have other memberships for corporate and whatnot. So if you're interested in becoming a member of the Lyon County Historical Society, please come by 7-Eleven Commercial, or call us at 620-340-6310, or go to our website, which is exploreLyonCounty.org.
All right. So anything else happening up there, Greg? Your way?
Nothing. We're gonna put up a new exhibit, but it's too soon to tell tell the public what that's going to be. But we're always working to improve our offerings to the public. And so, if you really want to know what's going on, come by and check us out.
All right. It's always good to talk to you, Greg, and we'll be seeing you, shortly next week during Sign and Unbound activities.
We will see you next week, and in the meantime, take care.
All right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, is biweekly update here, KVOE Live and local. 852, 61 degrees. Good morning.
When it comes to planting Asgrow Extendflex soybeans, Michael Unick, a farmer in north central Kansas, says it's all about the genetics.